welcome to the talk show today. It's an open phone day today. We're taking phone calls. Anything that's on your mind, 319-754-1490. The lead story on the news talking about it is Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith, and then Will Smith apologizing to everybody. It was a kind of a... Mostly, I think it was just because it was such a crazy exchange. But it made more news than any of the other things about the entire Oscar ceremony. Did you?
I noticed.
And
start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Okay.
Well, a little bit of technical difficulties there.
No, that's
there,
okay.
But...
I'm not sure what happened there, but we're... Okay. We had an extra stop in there anyway. Good morning. It is
technology.
Technology is a wonderful thing, and sometimes it even works. Yeah, it's...
Never when you want it to.
Well, I wouldn't say never. Most of the time it works, but it... The fact about, well, that's one of the things about, you know, actually, if you're talking about technology, the only thing you can be certain about things that rely on technology is that they will fail.
And they'll need to be replaced.
And they'll need to be replaced. That's just the way.
Why do you think we buy new cell phones every 2 years?
Well, I don't, but I'm not sure what. I don't buy a new cell phone every 2 years.
This one's lasted me, I think, 3, I think.
Okay. I get whatever I get handed down to, so that's what... Never mind. 319-754-1490. I think I'm really getting frustrated and tired. I mean, I know that, you know, Zelensky, and I think he's getting frustrated and tired of dealing with a situation where NATO was sort of like, well, we want to do something, but we really don't, but we can't seem to... We don't want to tread too far or make that wrong move. It's like we'll dip our toe into the water, but we don't want to go any farther than that. We don't want to get into the water.
And rightfully so.
No, I know.
Because any wrong move would start an outright open conflict.
Well, and I know, but that's the problem. The problem is what can you do? And it's like a situation. What can you do? And you're certainly not scaring Putin any. Let's put it this way: all of the sanctions. Now, one of the things that President Biden say over the weekend when he was in Poland? He said, "Putin must go. We've got to get rid of this guy." Well, okay, that was his.
You don't think that might stir the pot a little?
Well, it did, and the Russians said the Russians will decide when Mr. Putin, when their leader. Is stepping down or not. And
I'm pretty sure they've been trying to decide that for a while now.
I think...
There's a lot of corruption in that government, but...
Yeah, frankly, the only thing that's going to get... The only people who are going to be able to take Putin down are the Russian people, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to think there's probably a good amount of them that want that.
I think the more repressive the nature of the things that are going on, the more that it's going to increase the pressure on people. And yes, but it's a little bit like the old Soviet Union is that, okay, if you keep on having these incredibly oppressive laws, what you really have, you have people that are upset with the government, but they know that if they... Unless they have the way or the mass or the power to really do something, they just mostly want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you got right now.
Yeah.
And frankly, if I'm Putin, I probably say, well, get them out of here. Then we only want people we only want people that say yes.
Oh,
well,
you're going to probably see a large drop in population if that's the case.
Well, and let's face it, he's got lots of toys. He's got these missiles and these bombs and things like that. But his people, they're drafties. They don't want to be in this thing anymore. Yeah,
no, they don't.
Nobody does. And they're in a situation. And did you see the story about the Russian tank? They ran over the commander because it was such a... I mean, it's like...
I did not hear about this.
You didn't hear about this? They ran over the commander.
They ran over their own commander?
They ran over their own commander.
With a tank.
With a tank, yes.
That's a tad bit of overkill, but...
Well, yes, it is, but...
You're trying to dispatch a superior officer. But...
Well, I think the fact... But trying to get discipline out of draftees... And not well trained draftees it's not like
I'm pretty sure a large number of them never wanted to be there at all.
I'd say the majority doesn't want to be there. They're doing it because they have no choice and mm-hmm. they don't but it's just a comedy of it's a tragicomedy is what it really is. What's tragic is the fact that you've got these very high-tech weapons that are being shot in there, cruise missiles. Yeah, okay.
At the behest of a sociopath.
At the behest of a sociopath and a guy that's the madman. And it's like, okay, it was discussed over the weekend. I was telling you about somebody telling me that, you know, hey, if we had the other madman in there, that would scare them because they wouldn't know what who would be the crazier madman? Our madman? Or their madman.
There's a comedian who had a line about that, and the line was, "Our psycho is better than your psycho."
I don't know. It's just one of those. It's a little bit like, well, what it has done, it's pretty much pushed COVID off the front page.
Which
sort of. Did you see?
I'm pretty sure we're all thankful for that.
Well, have you seen what they're doing in Shanghai? Shanghai is locking down everybody.
Yeah, because they're trying to contain an outbreak, which is what they should have
now
done.
Now China officially only had 4,000 victims of COVID. Did you know that?
I don't think anyone believes that in the slightest.
Would you believe 4 million?
I would easily believe 4 million. Yes.
Or more than 4 million.
I would believe 40 million.
Yeah. But it's China, and China. But the other thing is the instability. What we have right now is the greatest instability in the world right now.
For a good while.
That we've seen since 1991 was a low ebb because it was the breakup of the Soviet Union. But also in 91, what else happened in 91? Well, we did have
First Gulf War.
First Gulf War in 91. And then we had kind of a lull. We had a lull for a while. And then we had 9/11. And once 9/11 hit, then all of a sudden, kaboom, goes the. Then we had a two-front war in the two tribal nations that lasted forever.
Because those always go well.
They don't go well ever. Two front wars.
I hope you note the heavy sarcasm.
I am well aware of that. We were in a rock and a hard place, and then the pullout
from Afghanistan was completely botched. I don't think we need to belabor that point
We
any
don't
further.
Need to do a thing about that. But what it did is it also said to the rest of the world, we are weak and indecisive. We can't make up our minds. So if you really want to be, if you want to take advantage of our stupidity, go ahead and do it now. And that's pretty much what they did.
Well, hopefully, and I'm crossing my fingers thinking this is so, with the situation in Ukraine, their decision-making has been ratcheted up fairly well.
Well, and I guess we've got mixed messages from the administration on this thing. Anyway.
We've been getting mixed messages from the administration on everything.
I know. You're right, on
they
everything.
They have been telling us everything and telling us nothing at the same time.
And I don't, it's scary.
Look at all the speeches about our new economic spending plans and all our new budgets and all this. They tell you everything and nothing.
It's a crazy mixed up mess. We've got gas prices. Hey, the gas prices have come down somewhat.
Slightly. And they're going to come down further, just very, very slowly.
That's the way it always is.
Yes, I know. And that's the point people don't seem to grasp.
It leaps high, then trickles down.
And that's the concept a lot of people don't seem to grasp is that they will come down. They're just not going to come down as fast as you want. They're going to come down at the rate that the large oil producers can make a profit.
We still have the supply chain issues. people are talking about, okay, what about, now, will China do something with Taiwan?
That remains to be seen.
There seems to be some activity and action going in that in the Navy with the naval area between there. Is it?
I'm pretty sure regarding the situation in Ukraine, people in those types of areas are going to be very, very much on alert.
Plus, look at the number of people that are going to be starving because the largest grain-growing areas of Russia and Ukraine are all under attack right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Belarus and Ukraine are the largest grain areas of the entire Soviet Union. And then they're also in the situation where now we're
still in the Soviet Union.
Oh, Soviet. I did say Soviet Union. Excuse me. It's amazing. I don't know if that's a Freudian slip or whether
I would call that a Freudian slip.
Anyway, all right, let's see. What else is going on? We can talk about
that. We talked about a little bit at the top, if you want to bring it back, is the slap at the Oscars.
You know,
I didn't watch the Oscars at all. I didn't know this even happened until I opened up, I think it was Instagram this morning when I woke up and saw a myriad of memes of this.
My wife asked me, "You going to watch the Oscars?" I said, "Are you kidding?"
Did you see any of the movies that were up for awards?
I did not see any of the movies.
Neither did I.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people haven't. As far as I'm concerned, I know that there were movies. It's only been for me, it's really just been the last few months that I felt like going into a theater.
I've been going to the theaters for a good while now.
Well, I know you have, and you went a long time where it was pretty much just best of shows.
I went to the theater 2 weeks ago.
But I did go to see the Spider-Man movie.
I saw that too. It was really good. I also saw the new Batman movie. That was fantastic.
I haven't seen the new Batman movie.
It was fantastic.
All right. Well, okay. Neither one of those. I mean, well, the
superhero movies never go up for awards.
No, they don't.
It's because they're not respected by the Academy.
I know.
Yet they're the ones that are the most popular.
The sort of esoteric ones, the thoughtful.
Which a lot of those movies are great.
Oh, they're great movies, but they're not for
the general public.
But nobody goes to see them.
There's a reason the word Oscar bait exists.
And it's all political, too, so that's another.
It's very political, but I get it. It's like a lot of those movies are fantastic, but they're not made for the general movie-going public. They're made for critics and film nerds like me.
Anyway. Let's see. What else is going on? John Billups was in earlier today. We talked about the things that Jefferson Street, all of the road projects, all the building projects, they're all basically the green flag has been down on for all of them right now.
Well, let's get out there and get it done.
And they're working on it. So he said, be patient if you're going downtown because all of these things are under construction.
You're going to see a lot of orange cones for a good while.
A lot of orange cones, a lot of do not cross, a lot of
men at work signs.
Men at work, yeah. A lot of slow down.
And that is something in every construction zone you should do.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Jefferson Street will be a much better street when it's all done. My daughter and I, or not the daughter and I, a daughter and all of us, she came in with her... for her birthday weekend. This was her birthday weekend. Actually, her birthday's today. Happy birthday.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, yes. But we had a birthday party for her on Saturday night. And then we went out and went downtown. She was talking about showing her the new places that were downtown and the new things that are the new construction that's going on. She said, well, you know what? It just keeps... The more it's like one thing does lead to another. It's that's the difference. All the restaurants, the restaurants clustering together used to think. Remember when? You don't want to be too close to the other guy, right?
Yeah.
No, you want to be next
you
to the.
You want to be.
You
that
want
close.
To be so that way the person walking down the street has a choice. Hey. Oh.
And if you're a retailer, you want to be close to the restaurants too.
Yes, because you want to be where people are. And the more things you build, the more reason why people want to be downtown.
Mm-hmm. So,
and the more opportunities to, and the more buildings or the more apartments or condos
just
or whatever.
The more stuff.
The more stuff you have, the greater it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're all for more stuff. Am I right?
We are for more stuff. It is. The other thing is the price of used car, the price of any car is really getting, I mean, let's put it this way. The chip shortage has been dramatic in terms of, so if you want these high-tech cars.
It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while still.
It's because not only are the parts expensive, they're expensive to produce.
Now, used cars are also outrageous. We find.
It's because they've become a precious commodity.
Yes. Can you believe that? Used cars?
I absolutely can.
Now, if you sold your car, you could probably get a lot of money for it, right?
Don't tempt me, Frodo.
But you didn't. Yeah. But then what do you do? What do you
buy
do?
A bike? That'd be the cheaper option at this point.
Well, it would
with
be.
The price of cars and gas and all that. It's, also, insurance premiums are going up too because of inflation.
Everything is up because of inflation. Price of meat? Have you seen the price of meat lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I bought groceries like 2 weeks ago, and I bought a couple pounds of chicken and a pound of beef, and it was like $2 more than it was the last time I bought groceries.
I did look up something because we were looking up prices of everything. It was in fact I had it on the Chronicles. It was last week that it was they'd put rationing, meat rationing had been put into effect.
Yeah,
and
that was different is because it was during the war, during one of the world wars, wasn't it?
It was World War II.
World War II.
They had is that you had a coupon book, and you know what you could get, how much beef you could get, or how much meat you could get in a week? 2 pounds.
Two pounds. You had to get creative with a lot of things.
You had to be very creative. I'm going to guess a lot of pasta.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. Anyway, it is 9:20.
Not very healthy, but
well,
it's tasty.
9:27 at KBUR. We're going to take a break, and we will be back. But we'd like to hear from you on what's in your world, what's going on.
Give us a piece of your mind.
How much anxiety do you have about the fact that there may be a real shooting war with Russia? I don't know. Do you? I think there's a lot of people that believe that one way or another it's going to drag in there. I don't know. We'll find out, but we don't know. We're trying not to, but it's like NATO is, how strong is NATO?
In terms of economic power, pretty strong if you're talking about sanctions.
But does NATO have the stomach to really do something if Putin launches it and affects a NATO country?
Well, I hope we don't have to find out.
Let's hope we don't.
This, keep it on the down low here, is the Dan Patrick Show.
If you're a Kentucky fan, you really have to look within and go, man, it's great we got a ton of guys in the NBA. You start to wonder about the game plan, the philosophy, the strategy here. I'm bringing in great players, and John Calipari can recruit as well, if not better, than anybody in the country. You got one title to show for.
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings, 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to
save water.
Are you ready to start planning your next vacation? With Cape Air, direct flights to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare are affordable and convenient from Southeast Iowa Regional Airport in Burlington. Flights start at just $39 each way to St. Louis and $49 each way to Chicago O'Hare, and parking at the Burlington Airport is free. With Cape Air, your journey will be as enjoyable as your destination. Book your next trip at capeair.com.
Hey folks, Ramsey personality Ken Coleman here. Every day we get calls from people in all walks of life who all want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're stuck in a job that you have no passion for or you want to know how to save for retirement, you can get advice from the experts right here on The Ramsey Show.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays from 11 till 2 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The city of Burlington has announced a sidewalk closure related to the Tiger Grant project. Starting Tuesday, traffic control will be shifted on Jefferson Street. The south portion of Jefferson Street will be closed from Central Avenue East to the 8th Street intersection. As a result, only westbound traffic will be permitted in the area. During this closure, a portion of the sidewalk and the parking area will be closed to pedestrians, but a 5-foot walkway will remain open to allow for access to businesses. This closure is expected to be in place for approximately 3 to 4 weeks. The village of Gladstone is warning residents, particularly those with infants younger than 6 months, of high nitrate levels in the town's water. TV station WQAD reports that the village received a notice on Wednesday, March 23rd, about a collected sample which showed nitrate levels of 20 milligrams per liter, well over the standard of 10 milligrams. Those high nitrate levels are a serious health concern for infants under 6 months old. Residents are advised not to boil the water, as boiling, filtering, or letting will not actually decrease nitrate levels. Those over 6 months old can drink the tap water, but infants under 6 months, pregnant women, or those with serious health concerns should not. Residents are advised to use bottled water until the issue is resolved. Iowa agriculture officials said Saturday that they have confirmed another case of bird flu in a flock of commercial pullet chickens. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says in a news release that the outbreak in Franklin County is the 7th found in Iowa this month. The department says this latest outbreak affects 250,000 birds. Experts are watching for a potential new COVID-19 surge in the U.S. and wondering how long it will take to detect. They say recent changes could hurt the nation's ability to see the beginning of a new wave. Those changes include how Americans are getting tested and a decision by federal officials to reduce the number of labs hunting for variants. Health officials are increasingly focusing on hospital admissions, which rise only after a surge has arrived. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
News. I'm Chris Foster. In-person peace talks are resuming between officials from Ukraine and Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country could declare neutrality, quote, without delay, ahead of another expected round of peace talks, and said only a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin could end the war. Earlier negotiations, which have been done by video and in person, have failed to make any progress. Turkish President Erdogan's office says he spoke to Putin, and the two agreed that the talks will be held in Istanbul.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Coda is the first movie since Grand Hotel in 1932 to win the Oscar for Best Picture with fewer than four overall nominations. Will Smith wins Best Actor after earlier rushing the stage to slap comedian Chris Rock during the live broadcast on ABC.
Wow, dude!
Yes!
Rock had just made a joke about Smith's wife Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head. She's been public about her hair loss from alopecia. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Partly sunny skies. A high this afternoon should reach 45 degrees. We'll see mostly cloudy tonight, a low down to 34. But east winds will be gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy Tuesday. A slight chance of rain or thunderstorms, a high to 52. But southeast winds gusting to 25. Cloudy, rain, possible thunderstorms, 80% likely, mainly overnight Tuesday night. A low to 50, more rain likely, along with possible thunderstorms Wednesday, high to 62. And right now, we've got a partly sunny sky, 30 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are poised to struggle this morning on Wall Street. The S&P 500 index, though, is coming off its second winning week in a row. Investors are watching the bond market this morning. It's signaling a future possible recession with the yields on the 5-year and the 30-year treasuries now inverted for the first time since 2006. Tesla wants to issue more shares and then split its stock so it can start paying a dividend. Tesla shares were higher this morning. Apple TV Plus celebrating its first streaming service win of Best Picture at the Academy Awards with the movie Coda. Netflix has been trying for many more years and hadn't achieved that. The National Labor Relations Board begins counting votes at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama today. It's the second time for this count. Unions are gaining favor in the U.S. as companies that include REI and Starbucks are fighting them. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the books. And one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/advantage. netsuite.com/advantage.
We've been spending more time at home these days, and you may have noticed that your current house just doesn't fit your needs anymore. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank in New London. We have home loans to help you get a house that fits your life today. Or maybe you need to upgrade. Entertainment system, better appliances. With your good credit, the Danville State Savings Bank can help. We go the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Of the two certainties in life, let's focus on taxes for a moment. Our family-owned tax business has succeeded by giving families just like yours the best refunds plus the lowest filing fees. Families have been trusting us not for 2 or 3 years, but 2 or 3 generations. Henry Tax and Accounting charges you by the forms required, which means you only pay for what you need, unlike the national preparers. Get the best refund. Henry Tax and Accounting in fabulous Carmen, Illinois. Find us on Facebook. We'll fill your pockets, not stretch them.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
The 28th day of March. It is an open phone day today. Anything that you would like to talk about? I guess there is a, you know, your heart aches for the Ukrainian people. There's no doubt about that. It is, and it's such a tragedy. But you just, it's like you feel, talk about feeling, but there's there's a feeling like you're, there's a feeling of helplessness, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, we get the news, we see the stories, we
there are a
we,
lot
we
of
watch.
Good causes you can donate to as
there
well.
There is some good things. I mean, there's stories of the helping refugees and doing this and doing that, and you know it's like, and Putin, it's like you got a guy like Putin that just sort of says, hey, you know what, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. I'm going to just keep doing what I do, and you don't have the guts to come across and touch me.
There's a sad amount of truth in that.
There is a lot of truth to that. No, you're mamby-pamby, you're waiting. We'll do everything we have. We'll do everything we can when you just because we know you're not going to cross the line. And so basically we're free and clear. So we'll throw all of our stuff at you. Now, I don't know what we have that we can do to mitigate that. I don't think there is anything. I mean, yeah, we can get more.
I think everything we could have done has already been done.
That's pretty much it. And I know they talk about military equipment and things like that, but there's a...
You got to have people to use it.
You got to have people to use it. You do it. It is. And I know it's... I feel a little bit like that, that when we had the fall of Afghanistan, and it's like, okay, we're helpless, we can't really do anything, and then we've got people clinging on the side, that image of people clinging on the side of the airplane, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, And then they had, and then we tried to do something, and we blew that. we thought we got some of the people that were responsible, and instead we killed a family. It was like, if it could go wrong, it was one mistake after another. And the State Department running the thing, yeah, I'm not going to go into that anymore. But the fact is, it's another situation where we seem to be like we're cheering people on, but we don't have any means to do anything, to really do anything about it.
Yeah.
And you can give all the equipment you want, but it's not what they, you know, Zelensky wants a no-fly zone, or he wants the MiGs, he wants the fighters, he wants the, you know, he really wants, what he really wants is an army that'll come across and knock the Soviet Union on their you-know-whats.
You keep saying Soviet Union.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep saying
it. It is a Freudian slip.
No, enough of that. Russia. I know. I got to just remember it is Russia. But it feels, doesn't it feel like a Soviet Union with Putin in there? Because it's,
I don't know. I wasn't alive when the Soviet Union was a thing.
Okay. Well, I was. But it was like he was a KGB in the Soviet Union. And he
was head of the KGB.
He was the head of the KGB. And he's, that's why I think, was it you that told me that he always, you know,
yeah, there was an interesting thing I saw about how Putin walks, and some people thought it looked like the early stages of Parkinson's, because when he walks, he moves his left arm, but his right arm stays completely still. And no, that's how they taught KGB agents to walk, because your dominant arm is probably your gun arm, so if you have a hidden holstered weapon, your arm is always stationary, so you can quickly operate a weapon.
It's scary. It really is. Anyway, there's a lot of things. I'm trying to think what else is going on. COVID, the other variant of the Omicron variant, apparently is much more contagious than the original Omicron. And so there's a spike now in Omicron.
Has there been any news on its severity?
No, it appears to be just as mild or whatever than anything else.
Then we'll just assume it's the same as Omicron.
And I'm pretty darn certain that I, by having had COVID or having tested and that I had the Omicron variant, it should be what I'm supposed to be protected against any of the other variants that are out there. So
I don't even remember if I had been vaccinated, but if I had COVID at any point, I never knew it. So.
And, well, it could be. I mean, I don't know how you find out. I guess you find out with an antibody test.
I got one antibody test, and it was after I got my first vaccination.
Okay. Anyway.
So I think that might have tainted the pool a little bit.
Anyway. All right. So price of gas stabilizing for now.
For now.
Price of meat and price of pretty much anything at the grocery store rising fast. Interest rates on the way up. You're talking about buying home buying reaching a little bit of a lull, or they're having
a hard
time.
Is there anyone buying a house right now?
People are buying where they're buying houses is in markets where the price is going up and continuing to go up. So
there's a high resale value.
Yeah, so they're looking at basically as an investment thing, because they can, you know, if you can buy a house and you can watch that house go up 50% in value in, let's say, the next 3 years, that builds, that's an equity or maybe if you're buying a rental unit or something like that. Speaking of rentals, I told you about. What else is extremely high? Rental cars. Okay. All right. What else is, name something else really outrageously high right now?
Rental housing.
Rental housing. I don't know how the rents are here in Burlington.
The rent rates are really controlled by the landlord. So
I don't know. You tell me.
My rent is pretty decent.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. I don't know what the, I don't know how these new places are going to
be. I think for the place I have, the rent is fantastic, actually. So
okay, well, no, it's a, that's great. I think rental cars.
Anything you can think of that could be more expensive, it probably is.
Rental cars are outrageous right now.
Well, yes, because they're a precious commodity.
Yeah, they're very precious commodities.
As you said multiple times, when the pandemic hit, nobody was renting cars because no one was going on vacation. They sold them off, and all of a sudden they got to buy all of those back so they can have a business again.
Hotel rooms in downtown Chicago, hotel rooms in any major city are all much, much, much higher than they used to be. Yeah.
Yep.
But that's because the fact that they were out of business for, or frankly, they were out of business for about a year.
Yeah.
In fact, the Palmer House and the Hilton in downtown Chicago, they were still closed up last year. When we were there for my daughter's wedding. So it had been over a year that they'd been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two pretty big places right there, Palmer House and the Hilton. And I don't know how the other ones have been doing either. But the fact is, yeah, you got to get the money back some way. And that's how they're doing it. If the demand is high, the price is high. So it's like, yeah, just the way, it's the way it is. It is 9:46 at KBUR. I think what I was really getting to earlier when I had my we were downtown is that on the Burlington's basically it seems that we're on the upswing one way or the other. We're moving in the right direction. We're moving forward. We're not sliding down. There's nobody putting up a sign that used to, "We're the last person to leave downtown. Please turn the lights out." that used to be the case. One of the other things.
I refuse to believe there was an actual sign.
I don't know how many times. There wasn't. It was one of those. Somebody, I think I saw a person that did a handwritten thing and put it on somebody's window, but that's another story. The price of gas. It's pretty much universal, the same everywhere, isn't it? I can't find any places. That price, it's about, $3.98 everywhere, isn't it?
You mean in town?
In town?
Is
there any difference?
If there is, I can't find it.
I can't either. It used to be that the price of gas in Burlington, that was one, it used to be the number one item on the talk show. Why is the price of gas in Burlington so much higher than it is everywhere around us?
Oh, well, now it's high everywhere.
Well, it's higher north. It's higher in other places than it is here.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Go up to the Quad Cities. Take a look.
Go across the river to a gas station over there.
Well, Illinois. Yeah, they're well above $4.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. 319-754-1490. You got something you want to get off your chest? We'd love to hear from you.
This is The Herd.
The winner in this is also Colin Cowherd.
He won a Super Bowl, and a few years later in 2018, the Seahawks went and visited Josh Allen's pro day. Increasingly, over the last 4 or 5 years, Russell's just getting the you-know-what beat out of him. They can't get the offensive line right. Seattle and Pete Carroll are running a 1999 offense.
This is The Herd.
And the story out today.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
It's about time to spring clean. Standard of Beaverdale has already started. They have been working to completely rearrange their store to improve the look and make it more organized and easier for shoppers. As typically happens when you clean, Standard made a get rid of pile. Stop in to see what markdowns and deals they have waiting for you, including deals on cleaning supplies to get you started on your own spring cleaning. Speaking of cleaning, let's talk laundry. Standard is happy to report that they are fully stocked with Speed Queen washers and dryers ready to deliver and install. They also have the PureWash Ionic Laundry Purifier. This system hooks right up to your washing machine and saves you money by not having to use laundry detergent and only needing to use cold water. It kills bacteria, viruses, and mold. This proven technology has been used by hospitals and hotels for years. Stop out and let Standard answer any questions you might have on Pure Wash. Shop Standard at Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the book.
QuickBooks, and one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to NetSuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. NetSuite.com/advantage. NetSuite.com/advantage.
The Chad Benson Show.
No, you don't get to come here and apply for asylum and wait. You've got to do like the rest of the world does that wants to come here. If you're escaping somewhere that's dangerous and you land in a safe country, you must apply for asylum and wait there. And that's what the Remain in Mexico plan was all about. And it worked.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today. We're just talking. Colin and I were talking off the air, and I was just talking about the fact that we had, such a packed sports schedule, basketball games, and college basketball and high school basketball, tournament basketball, all of those things going on and on and on, and it was like it was an everyday type of thing. And all of a sudden, it's like we sort of hit this, it's like I've hit the, it's sort of like I've hit the void right now, you know. It's like it's I don't know. I mean I was hoping, frankly, I thought Iowa State made the Sweet 16, both men and women. Iowa, somehow their Iowa men and Iowa women both looked great going in, and found a way to, in fact, the Big Ten just, I guess, was just sort of, I don't know what's, is there something about the Big Ten that just seems to be, is it overrated? Is that what it is?
I think it's not a basketball conference.
Is that what it is?
I firmly believe that it's not a basketball conference. There are three conferences in college basketball that rule the tournament. They are the Pac-12, the SEC, and the ACC.
The Pac-12 typically is not.
Well, you got schools like Stanford and UCLA.
Well, UCLA has...
And Arizona.
Well, I know, but take Stanford. Stanford has not been a traditional basketball power. UCLA was for a long time basketball power.
They're getting back there.
At Arizona, yes, I know, but never, you know what, we
and
can talk about
the
it.
ACC kind of goes without saying, because two ACC teams are in the Final Four, those being Duke and North Carolina.
But we had nine Big Ten...
And those teams' accomplishments speak for themselves.
Can you imagine we had nine Big Ten teams
in
the tournament? None of them made this.
Am I wrong in saying I was happy that the Final Four matchup is North Carolina and Duke? Because that rivalry in terms of basketball is amazing.
Anyway.
And I personally, my sentimental pick to win the tournament is Duke, because I want Coach K to retire with the championship.
I did see there they were playing Arkansas. I did see that. We were out at out on Saturday.
You watched
night.
Duke play
I watched
Arkansas?
I watched Duke and Arkansas, and I watched Duke.
They're a team on a mission, and because, as you said, it's Coach Krzyzewski's last year as head coach of Duke basketball. He's retiring, and I think they want to send him out with a chip, and that's absolutely a great thing to play for.
You know,
because he's the winningest coach in the history of college basketball.
Yeah,
he's got almost 3,000 wins under his belt.
Anyway, it's a Monday.
He's also got Olympic gold as a coach.
Yeah, he does.
In 2008.
Anyway, Colin is, I tell you what, if there's anybody in the world that knows more about sports than you, I don't know who it is. You've got more. You are the sports trivia whiz of the world.
I doubt of the world.
Maybe not the world, but I don't. You,
of this office, probably.
This office, I'm saying this city, and maybe the state, maybe most of the country.
I just like trivia.
I understand. Anyway, it is Monday. I'm trying to think good news stories that we have. Okay, what's good news stories? What's good news? Weather will be getting warmer, okay? That's good news.
Will it? Because I see nothing but rain.
Well, it will be. Probably, I think, looking like next
I'm not breaking out the hammock anytime soon, if that's what you're saying.
All right, okay. Now I understand.
If I can be a bit of the pessimist here.
Well, and it's, so what's the good news? Okay. It'll mean more doing stuff outside, working in the yard, doing, I know you don't like working in the yard, but.
Who does?
I do. No, to me, that's relaxing. That's something I find good.
And I find it tedious, but.
I know. I like biking and I'm hopefully maybe going to play some more golf.
One thing I'm happy I was wrong about is we actually will have a baseball season this year.
We will have a baseball season, and?
And I'm going to tell you, watching spring training games is a lot of fun because the games that don't matter sometimes are the more exciting ones. Like, I watched the Cubs play, I think it was Kansas City the other day on a live stream. They won 13-12.
Okay. And it was.
Why can't we get games like that in the regular season?
Well, because they don't, it's, I don't know.
Why is it that when they try harder, there's less scoring?
If I'm right, is it, the DH is universal, isn't it?
It is universal now.
And do you think it's going to stay universal?
Probably.
Okay.
And that's really, it's a non-issue at this point.
Well, it used to be a huge
issue. As long as the person can get a hit, I don't care.
It was a huge issue for a long time.
Yeah, it is, because baseball is a game that is stuck in tradition.
Well, because...
A.K.A. stuck in the past.
What it also meant was that the National League was very different than the American League in terms of managing because of the way that you...
Yeah, well, that was part of the new CBA they wanted because it creates more jobs.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
And again, I don't care as long as the person can hit.
Okay. All right. We could talk about that. Let's see. Anything else good? What's the other good news? Okay. Gas prices stabilized, sort of, for now. Okay. That's a good news story.
No, I want to get back to this point real quick. How come when the games don't matter, there's more scoring, and when they're actually trying, there's less scoring?
Because the other guys are also trying. Their pitchers are really trying too.
Because Lord forbid this game be exciting at all.
Pitching, good pitching will beat good hitting, and if you're really
and vice versa. I get that's the appeal of the game, but games that end 1-0 to me, a lot of times it's just boring.
Yeah, you know.
I guess it's more exciting if your team is the one.
I suppose it is. I don't know. It's fact that we got a baseball season. That's a good news story. What else is good? What's all the stuff going on downtown? That's a good thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else good that we? Well, let's talk about good things. I'm tired of talking about bad stuff. Okay. better weather's on the way. We got more stuff going on. Where more building projects are going on. COVID seems to be on the ebbing. Seems to be ebbing away, even if it's a little bit of a bounce right now. Hopefully we'll be back in, back to real normal pretty soon. I think that's, I'm tired of new normal, and let's see.
You want normal.
We've actually got bike races. We'll have real bike races back Memorial Day weekend.
Alrighty.
There we go.
It's about 2 months away.
Yeah, about 2 months, almost exactly. That'll be coming up in Memorial Day weekend, a Friday night event and a Saturday night.
Kicking off summer.
Right here, where I'm pointing to. And,
it's going to be hard to park that morning, isn't it?
Get here
early.
Well, that morning, you're talking about the Friday? Friday, what I would suggest on Friday is don't park in our parking spot or the parking lot. Don't park where you normally park. Good idea. You know, you don't want to be there. You'll be on the route. So you don't want to be there. Yeah.
That spot is perfect.
Well, you know what? You can be parked.
I gotta tell you how weird it was when I got in this morning and someone was in my spot.
Somebody was in your spot. Oh, yeah.
That never happens.
Anyway.
It was so weird.
All right. Enough good things. We're glad to have good things to be able to think about. And to me, that's a lot better than the bad things, because I'm so tired of bad news. Are you tired, too? Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks for listening, by the way. We got another open phone day coming up on Thursday. Hopefully somebody will have something to say.
We can only hope.
All right.